Scientists in St. Louis have found that a long period of depression can cause an important part of the brain to shrink. That's the bad news, but there is also good news here. NPR's Joe Palca reports that the change may not be permanent.
It's hardly surprising that as we grow and learn, our brains change in some way. Scientists used to think that those changes involved how brain cells called neurons communicated with each other.
As we find out more about it, though, we're finding that there are also dynamic changes in the shape of neurons, the size of the neurons, the processes of the neurons, and even the numbers of the neurons.
Ron Duman is a professor of psychiatry at Yale University in New Haven.
And these kinds of things are influenced by environmental factors, hormones, toxic exposures, and stress.
One brain region that's particularly sensitive to these effects is the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a structure deep in the brain that's shaped like a seahorse. It's crucial for learning and memory. Neuroscientist Robert Sapolsky at Stanford University in Palo Alto studies the effect of hormones on the brain. He says stress hormones like glucocorticoids can shrink the hippocampus in animals.
For decades, the feeling has been emerging that when the brain imaging techniques get good enough to look at the hippocampus of a human who's alive and get a sense of its size, people with long-term major depression of the type that you have elevated glucocorticoid levels, these people are going to have an atrophied hippocampus.
Now, the brain imaging techniques are good enough to show whether someone's hippocampus has atrophied. Psychiatrist Yvette Chaline at Washington University in St. Louis has shown exactly what Sapolsky predicted. A few years ago, she studied 38 women who'd experienced severe depression. She found that the longer the depression, the smaller the hippocampus. But then she wondered whether it made any difference whether or not people got treatment for their depression.
Maybe people who had had antidepressant treatment would have a different outcome than people who had not been treated as much.
So she decided to ask the same 38 women.
We went back and called these people up and interviewed them in detail about how much treatment they had gotten. So we said, okay, the first time you were depressed, did you get treatment right away, or did you go untreated for a while and then you got treatment? You know, tell us about how that was.
As she reports in the current issue of the American Journal of Psychiatry, the less treatment people got, the more their hippocampus shrank.
We've known for a long time that people should get treatment for depression because depression is a bad thing to have. But this adds another reason to get treatment, which is if you get treatment, it can prevent having volume loss in an important brain structure.
The subjects in Chaline's study took antidepressants to treat their depression. But Yale University's Ron Duman says there may be a way to preserve hippocampus size without drugs.
Exercise has also been reported to have some of the same neurochemical effects that are observed with antidepressants. Both exercise and antidepressants increase levels of certain factors that are required to maintain the survival and function of neurons.
And even to increase the rate that new neurons form. More neurons means a larger hippocampus, and more exercise tends to be a good thing anyway. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.